Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So, do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
Hi, welcome to our podcast. This is Rebrew with Carrie. I'm with Red Door Title.
And I'm Melvin with Fairway Independent Mortgage.
Yeah, and we are bringing you Rebrew. Rebrew has been in the works for a very long time, and we are finally getting it off the ground. This is our very first episode. We are calling it Rebrew because RE, real estate, and brew because this will normally be held at a local brewery. Tampa is known for its local craft breweries, and we love those vibes and atmospheres. So we're going to be doing all of our following podcasts there. So he's going to let you know a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so super excited. With the brewery, the whole idea is to kind of feature local businesses, and what better than a brewery? It's a great atmosphere to network. It's a great atmosphere to, you know, try new things, meet new people, and a lot of times just really good food. If you guys have ever been to some of the better breweries here in Tampa or the surrounding areas, probably some of the best food you'll get at any restaurant anywhere, you know. So we just like the idea and the vibe of the brewery, the atmosphere, you know, the lighting. It's just a nice experience. So our ultimate goal is to help small businesses grow, you know, showcase them a little bit in our podcast, and, you know, help our real estate base kind of grow in their season as well. So we're super excited for this.
So excited. We've heard multiple times that 2024 is going to be the year of the podcast, and we've had this in the works for a couple of months now, and we're like, hey, we're right on target for our growth. What we have it called, and this is our logo in the background, and it's, if you're watching this on YouTube, by the way, watch it on YouTube. If you're listening to it on a podcast, we do have the video version available for you.
Absolutely.
And it's just a casual conversation about real estate at your local breweries. That's basically our tagline and our slogan. Like you said, we're doing it to support small businesses, but also it's just different. It's just not something that's been done before. And I feel like if you have an idea like that, I'm speaking to people that are working with ideas, go for it. Just
go for it.
Jump in head first. Like you may not have all the pieces in place, and we don't.
No, we're still piecing it together. You know, but it's nice because you get to build relationships with people you wouldn't otherwise have built relationships with. You know, and that comes in, it comes in handy, you know, especially in our industry, just being able to have another spot to do a networking event, or maybe, you know, a white elephant party with your, you know, your agents, or, you know, even if it's your clients that you want to appreciate. A lot of these breweries, they're so on board with helping others. It's insane. And a lot of people don't know, if you don't know the brewery industry, it's very, I don't know the word I'm looking for, but it's very, you know, I'll help you, you help me. It's not very competitive. It's competitive, but it's not in the aspect that you would expect.
Support,
you know,
each other. It is heavily.
It is very, very heavily supported. Collaborations are huge, and you know, this is just another piece of collaborating that we're working on. So Should be a nice adventure. And kind of little tip, I don't know if we're going to go this far into it, but ultimate goal is there's going to be giveaways. There's going to be, swag that we're going to get at these breweries. And the more involved you are with us, the more involved we're going to be with you. We have ideas of having special guests on here, whether it's other real estate partners or, some of the big names in the industry. You know, with our connections, we've had such a incredible couple years in the business, and it's just going to be so exciting to be able to bring some of those people who built us up and got us to where we're at, bring them in to help you guys get to where you want to be. And oddly enough, that's going to be the first topic we're going to talk about today. It's going to be your brand. And with that, I'll let Carrie kind of expand on a little bit more, but the goal is to, in the new year, build your brand on where you want to be and not where you're at. What I mean by that is don't get stuck that you're not currently doing luxury listings. You're not currently doing, maybe even a podcast. Yeah. Or maybe you're not doing listings at all. You're only on the buy side. You want to go on the list side, or you're listing, you want to go buy side. Build your brand on where it is you want to be, and stop getting stuck where you're at. Because if you get stuck and fixated on where you're at, you'll never get to where you want to be. One of the things I took from my coaching, over the last year was, don't let your dreams become your distractions. And I think that's huge. You should not focus so hard on your dreams and goals that you don't even accomplish what you're doing at the moment. So start building your brand and get the image in your head, get an image mapped out. Get with us if you don't know how to do any of those things, and we want to help you guys get to that point.
Yeah, that is our overall goal, is when we meet with agents, it's not just to have lunch with you or have coffee with you or do a happy hour with you. Yes, we love doing those things.
Oh, yeah.
But it's really building the relationship with you and figuring out what your overall goals are. And he has a coach for social media. I have two business coaches myself, and one of them is a huge social media person, and it's really where her focus is. So we are a wealth of knowledge, and one of the reasons we started this podcast was we just have so much of it. We're like, we've got to get this out, to share it to as many people as we can, because one-on-one can do only so much. But right. When we're talking to however many people we're talking to right now, it can have a further reach. And we really feel like that's important for the overall growth of the industry. But also it makes us feel like we're doing our jobs well when someone calls us up or texts us and says, like, you've inspired me to do this.
Yes.
And now I have a new listing.
Oh, it's so motivating.
It's the best.
It's the best feeling. It really is. And I think that's why we do so well with helping others, is because we really do have that heart and the desire to do so. Just to kind of put it in perspective, she's always wearing red. So if you don't know who Carrie is with Red Door, you will always see she is the lady in red. Like red.
All the red.
I am currently in red because it is Red Friday. So for those who may not know me, I am an Air Force veteran. I've served in the Air Force for just under 9 years, actually. And I really enjoyed my time in the military, and the whole reason I joined the military at that time was to do more. I had a good job, I was making good money, in corporate America, did well at every job I ever had. It wasn't fulfilling. And I think this is where this whole idea stemmed from. And when I met Carrie, it became like, oh my God, we're like literally twins. Like, she's my female twin. Same mindset, same drive, same passion to help people. And we really truly have that passion. Like, this isn't make believe. This isn't something we do to make money on the side or anything like that. We literally love to help people, so much so that we want to build a whole brand off of helping others. It's just such a good feeling for us. And I think this is where this podcast is going to head, is you're going to get a lot of insights. You're going to get a lot of fun. You're going to get a lot of quirky. If you don't know us, you will soon get to know us very well. But it's going to be such a motivator, I hope, for you guys to just do it. Nike came up with that slogan. God knows when. I don't know facts. I'm not a history buff. I don't know exact dates, but it was like way back, a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Yeah, then. 1872, actually, off the, was the Oregon Trail, was that game?
Sure.
That one. Yeah, it fell off, fell off, and boom, Just Do It came alive. No,
just
really didn't.
Just do it.
But really, this whole industry is just do it, Whatever it is you want to do, just do it. If you procrastinate, this podcast, we could have procrastinated and let this go.
Is this perfect? Like, did we have the perfect day and everything ready to go?
No.
You should have seen us getting ready for this one. But we knew it had to just get
had to
done.
It just had to start.
We just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it. And so we made it a thing that we were going to at least have our first one under our belt before the end of 2023. And that is what we're doing. And we are not going to really, you won't hear this by the time you hear this, it's 2024. But
true.
We wanted it under our belt to test everything out. And that's how it is for you guys. Like, whenever you're working on something, just jump in and then tweak it. Nothing is ever going to be perfect out the gate.
Right.
Work on it, tweak it, evaluate, look at your metrics and things like that and see where you need to go. But one of the other things we wanted to talk about in our podcast, besides what the podcast is, so it is about real estate. It's going to be just a casual conversation about real estate. We're not going to get into super heavy topics, but more about either stories that are going on right now, market, not so much market updates. That's not the right word.
No, like market insights, I would say maybe. Insights would be a good word. We're not going to go deep into the opinionated
market.
Like the stuff that's opinionated and the stuff that doesn't have like hard facts and things that we can go over. We're not going to get into that because everybody has a different way to view things. Everybody sees things through a different lens. Our goal is to like give you our perspective on way things are going. And I think the added benefit that we have is we meet with so many real estate partners from all over the whole county, multiple counties even. Mm-hmm. I mean, all the way through Florida, even.
Central Florida, all together.
So we get all the perspective. We hear what people are complaining about. We hear what they like, what they don't like. We hear what works and doesn't work. And our goal is to get that back to you guys. There's no way you'd ever be able to meet all these people that we meet, you know, especially if you are hustling, trying to make an income, you know, with the way the market's been and the way things have been going, you know, like, you guys can't do that. So we're going to do that for you. And our goal is to take
all
that. We
have one of our favorite agents calling us right now.
We sure do. Look at that. That's a trip.
I know you were trying to hide it, but I saw the name and I'm like, oh, it's one of our favorites.
It really is. You'll know who you are.
You'll know who you are.
But yeah, I mean, we're just trying to get all that just back to you guys. So you guys can take this and run with it. Take the pieces that make sense to you, right? There's going to be a lot of things that we'll say that maybe don't mesh with your vibe or the direction you're headed, right? Take the pieces that work and apply those pieces first. You don't really have to take everything, you know, for exactly what we say. Oh, I got to do it that way. No, find your way. Find what works. And if you don't know that path, get with us. Like, we're really good resources to help you guys figure out the direction you want to go, figure out the best way to get there. And let's take baby steps. You know, one thing that I know we talk about a lot, we do a tech and title once a month where we just kind of open invite for anybody who wants to come. And you know, we help them kind of, and we say it all the time, just kind of figure out your life. You know, whatever it is, if you don't know how to use a CRM, if you don't know how to use this or do that, if you want to automate your life a little bit better, like, we'll help you figure that out. But one of the things I see far too often, I know KJ can probably relate to, is people try too much all at once. You know, and an easy example I can give you is social media. You know, if you know that you want to get into social media with your business, whatever your business may be, start with one platform, master that platform first before you start jumping over to TikTok and YouTube and Vimeo and
people ask us, the other things. What's the best one? It's like, well, which one do you like the most? Which one are you on the most? Which one do you post to at right now the most?
Yep.
Whichever one that is, get really good at that one. And
first.
Then, yeah. You can add the other
ones
later.
Yeah, expand. Yeah. What'll happen is you'll do too many things at once, you get overwhelmed, and then do nothing. And that's not what we want you to do. It happens far too often. I think most of you can relate to that. You're like, oh, I started all these things in this class I took, and you probably paid for coaching and paid for all this software and did nothing with it. That's how my whole job, this whole position that we built from scratch with Fairway, that's how it all came about. You know, was meeting with agents and realizing they have a path, they just don't know how to get there. And they're buying all these things and they're buying into all this pitches and all these, you know, events they go to and
lead generations and
it's
the shiny object of the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, and it's not, you're just spinning tires, right? Mm. And the way we kind of roll is, let's see how much we can do for free.
Oh.
To build your business.
Like that spinning tires. That's not how we roll.
It's not how we roll. You don't want to spin them tires. You also don't want to spend money you don't need to spend.
Right.
You know, so there's a lot of that too. And you know, when you start to go down this path of building your brand, just take baby steps. Don't overindulge in all the things. take what you think is going to work for you best, find that platform that you think is going to be most beneficial for you, and capitalize on it. You know, just do it. Just get out there and start doing it.
I think I saw someone say that they were like, hey, Nike, can you like take this from me, this slogan that I'm trying to help you out? They were like, just do it scared. Just do it anxious. Just do it worried. Yep. Like add a word at the end of the just do it. Mm-hmm. And whatever that is, just do it.
Just do
anyway.
It.
Just like whatever that is, just do it broke. Like if you've got to, if you've got to spend some money, because the best money that you're ever going to spend is on yourself. And if you've got to spend that extra money to make some more money, that's business 101 right there.
It is. You do have to spend money to make money, but spend it wisely, you know, find out what works, you know, and again, you guys don't get to see all the things that we get to see from hundreds of people. I mean, this year alone, I think I've, you know, whether in individual or group settings, I've been able to help at least 260 people that I can think of off the top of my head. You know, and one thing I took from actually one of Carrie's mentors, Gogo, if anybody knows who Gogo is, you know, one thing she said at her last, the last event that I went to that she was hosting was, you know, the reason she does what she does is because 90% of the people won't do anything with it. The 10% that do are going to be very successful. Mm-hmm. You know, for me, I'd venture to say if I was up on stage talking about that, I would say the 10% of people that do it are probably the people that I want to hire, you know, those are the people that I would want to do business with. You know, so again, it's not to say everybody's going to take this stuff and apply it, but those that do, you know, I think you're going to have a step above the rest. You know, and there's just so much to come, guys. I mean, I could talk for days on all the topics we have lined up. You know, just, I mean, just think about it. Anything from how to market yourself, you know, to the power of video.
We can go through the list.
I mean, there's just so much. Topics.
Our upcoming topics are, the list is.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Massive, and it that's is. Why we decided to do this is because we can break it down into how do you eat an elephant?
One piece at a time.
One bite at a time.
I don't know what I'm gonna ever eat. An elephant. I like elephant ears, though. You know, I will tear up an elephant ear.
What is that? A disclaimer: we do not eat elephants.
No.
But I said that the other day at one of our goal planning.
I never heard that one.
And it was how do you eat an elephant at one bite at a time? And that's really how we're taking on this and how we. Suggest other people take on whatever projects that they're taking on one step at a time. Now, the overall focus for this topic today was build your brand where you're going, not where you are. And it kind of sounds like, you know, we're talking out of both sides of our mouth, like just do it one step at a time, but also like plan it like you're already there. Right. There's a middle ground.
There is.
Mm-hmm. So you need to, just like you said, if you want to be in luxury listings or you want to be a listing agent because you're only on the buy side or you want to focus on community involvement or whatever it is, those things need to be where your brand is, no matter what you're doing right now. No matter if you've never sold a luxury listing in your life, like your branding needs to say luxury. Your social media needs to scream luxury.
It needs to feel, you know, and a lot of you know, you've seen those profiles, you've seen those accounts where you're like, wow, this is beautiful. Like it has that high-end, expensive vibe, right? If that's the goal you're going for, take some time. Now, what she means by the middle ground, you know, and feel free to jump in if I'm ever, you know, just saying too much. Reel me in. I haven't fished in a while. I don't know which hand.
Hit you with a net.
Yeah, net. the fine line basically is, you know, don't throw spaghetti to a wall is what I'm going to say. When we say just do it with intent, do it with context, do it with a direction. You know, when we say just do it, I'm not saying like just take a picture and throw it up on Instagram. Like that's not going to do anything for you if you don't know how to properly do it, right? It's not going to build the brand that you're looking for if it just looks like you threw spaghetti to the wall. Mm-hmm. You know, so if your brand is luxury, if your brand is this, if your brand is fun, if your brand is, you know, the comedic route, you know, I have a lot of realtors I follow that do go the comedic route. It's phenomenal.
It's great.
If you don't want to throw that spaghetti to the wall, take some time to map that out first so you know what it looks like. Use other people's accounts as examples, right? Another thing that I'll kind of touch on with going towards the direction of where you want to be, right? Don't reinvent the wheel. You know, I'll say that. Don't reinvent the wheel. You can take content that you've already seen, stuff that someone else has maybe put out there, right? Take that content and just redo it, right? And the reason I say redo it is you got to get out of the mindset of everyone's doing it. I'm not going to do that video. Everyone's talking about this. I'm not going to talk about it. Everybody has a different realm of influence. Everybody has a different sphere of influence. Everybody has things that they're better at than others. You know, if I was to, anybody who knows me knows I'm a tech nerd. I am all things tech, you know, not just strictly Apple either. You know, I'm very good with understanding how Androids work and all the other pieces. Like, I'm just a nerd. If it has technology, I'm going to get it. Someone like myself talking about tech in a video that I copied, if I assigned everybody on this podcast that's listening to do the same video, I'm going to hold more weight with my people on the tech part because they know that I'm good with tech. You know, whereas maybe someone else who we know just got their first iPhone and their first MacBook and, you know, they don't even have an Instagram account. Like if they did that same video and copied it, they're not going to influence people the same way, right? So what I'm getting at is if you don't know where to go and you know someone else has already gotten the direction that you want, they've got the aesthetic that you want, go for it. Mm-hmm. Make it your own. Take
Start
it.
Following those people, saving their stuff. Yeah. Literally copy and paste. Steal the reel.
Copy paste. You know, there's someone else I listen to all the time that they just want to be as copy and pastable as possible.
Ooh, I like that. Copy and pastable as
you
possible.
You want to be as copy and pastable as possible. Possible.
Possible.
I would love a possible.
A gluten-free possible.
Oh, sea squirrel.
Oh, yeah.
Until we haven't had lunch. But yeah, so I mean, just don't throw spaghetti to a wall is really what I'm throwing out there.
Unless you're making a possible. And then
I
you can spoil.
Still don't think you want on the wall.
I think it
belongs in the bowl.
Do it?
Spaghetti on the wall?
Is it done? I don't know. Throw it on the wall.
Oh, you say spaghetti. Every time I say spaghetti to the wall, I think of like...
On the window.
To the wall. Not that.
Oh.
I was thinking of like, you know when you microwave spaghetti and you don't put a cover on it?
Oh,
and it goes... And then it blows up in your microwave. And then also... You do it in your microwavable like... container, and then the container turns like
it's the
like
worst.
Red forever. You can never get the stains out of your Ziplocs or your Tupperwares.
Side note, not related to real estate, for saving pasta, spaghetti sauce, put it in a glass container. Like, that's just a free.
Yeah.
All of this information is free, but that was extra free.
That was extra free.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we've been getting really big into glass containers.
It's helpful.
Completely derailed ourselves on that one, but
yeah,
everything's in jars.
That's good.
Strawberries in a jar. Strawberries in a jar, they last a lot longer.
All your fruit. And
you put the little like moist towel at the bottom and then everything, all your fruit stays.
All your fruit does stay better.
The more you know. See, the power of social media. That's all the things I learned on TikTok.
That should be a section like at the end of every podcast. The things I learned on TikTok this week. What did you learn?
Yeah, that's...
Glass jars for fruit.
And then there was something with an avocado. I forgot. But, like, you keep it wet or something. I don't remember.
I put it in one of those avocado straight jackets. I don't know what they're actually called. But it really does...
Oh, I have another name for those. And I cannot say that. But...
I don't want to know.
I have them. I have the one for the cucumbers, too. I'll just let you figure that one out.
Oh, the cucumbers.
Yeah.
All right.
Way to keep them fresh.
We're reeling. We're fishing over here. We're reeling ourselves back in. I did want to go, we talked a little bit about be the brand that you are going to be, not the brand that you are currently, right? We talked about that. But then I also wanted to, just because this is our first podcast, give a little bit of background on who you are.
Absolutely.
How you got here, and then who I am and how I got here. And then just our little bit of our future coming up.
Go for it. Ladies first.
No, me first. Oh, thank you. Ladies in red first. Thank you. Okay.
Oh, that's our initials.
So, I am I've got a couple names. So you may see me as
AKA
KJ. I am Carrie Claggett to a lot of people. Carrie is what the K stands for in KJ. KJ is what I go by. So if you are seeing me out in the wild.
The wild.
She's always in red. I'm always in red. You'll find me pretty easily unless I'm at a Christmas party where everybody else is wearing red.
She's in red and green.
And then I'm extra red. I'm probably wearing rhinestones or something. But KJ Workman is my new married name. I was married in May, which a lot of people didn't know until like August. Everyone's like, wait, you got married?
They started figuring out when your emails changed. Like all your names started changing. It was,
I slowly changed everything over.
What happened there?
So we did get married. We did not do like a big ceremony. If you feel like, why didn't she invite me?
Did you save some money?
We didn't. Yeah, we saved some money. We saved a lot of money. We literally had margaritas and some like oysters. That was all we had that day. But it was just a super private thing between us and a couple of friends. I mean, literally the people that witnessed and notarized our stuff. That was it. No additional people. And it was just that. And then... that's why you'll see my name a couple of different ways. So if you're looking at me on the MLS, because I am still a realtor, I keep my license active and I don't really use it other than to help out either past clients that just refuse to use anybody else. And I understand that. Or it's someone that's like, right now I'm working with a family and it's her parents, and her parents are older, and and I'm not going to send them to someone that I don't know or trust. Like, I'll help them out. So I keep it. So if you see Carrie Claggett or if you see KJ Workman, we're all the same person.
Cool.
We're all in here somewhere. But we're always wearing red. So my pronouns are we. So we have a lot of us going on in here. And I was a realtor since 2017, and I was on a big team here in local Tampa area, and then decided I wanted to step out of the I was doing real estate when it was way over asking price, waiving the inspection, waiving the appraisal. Like, that was wild. Half of my career as an agent, and it was just too much. Like, I was a single mom at the time, and it was just too much. It was a lot. So I switched over to this. Red Door Title is an Orlando-based title company that was expanding into Tampa. And they said, look, like, you seem like the perfect person with your personality and all of your knowledge with social media and marketing and things like that. Would you mind coming in and stepping in and being like our growth development person, our agent relationship specialist? And I was like, I don't know what that means, but yes, absolutely. It sounds great.
We are twins. It's just
so bizarre. Because it was just like, I didn't know that this kind of a thing existed. And then because I was an agent and like, because you were a loan officer, like, you know what people need, you know what their mind works like. And so I shifted everything when we built Tampa version of Red Door Title. I built it like from an agent's perspective because that's what I knew. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really paid off because now our team, our closing team, all of it, it's they've got the inside version of an agent's life. And I just love that about our team. I love that about how we work. And then I met Melvin earlier this year, and it was just like a, oh, hey there, twin.
It really was. That's crazy. I just, even hearing that again, because I already knew that, but like hearing it again out loud, it's so bizarre because it's almost like the same thing that happened with me.
Duh.
That's crazy.
Of course it is.
I know. Of course it is. Isn't that weird? Listen, when we talk twins, like, we've made captions on photos without even knowing that we were like captioning photos for Instagram, and we've used the same exact like caption.
The exact same caption. It's bizarre. Without talking about it. But we'll like, he'll be like, hey, do you like chimichurri? And I'm like, I'm literally making it right now. Like, when you asked me.
Wait till you try the one I gave you.
I know. He gave me one and I'm super excited about it.
So good. But that's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. It's been fun. It's like, I know you kind of had the same kind of career path that I had with this whole thing. It was just like a made up position that we just were like, hey, you seem like you fit.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So a little bit about me. So I'm with Fairway Independent Mortgage. I am still a licensed lender. You know, I wear quite a few hats.
Literally,
I do have quite a few hats.
Literally.
Fairway, if you're listening, I would love some discounts on these hats. But no, I mean, I literally do wear a lot of hats. So I have been in the mortgage industry probably collectively, I'd say about 8-9 years collectively. I've tried everything. I'm one of those people that really can't sit still. If it's something I want to try or something new, I will try it. You know, when I got out of high school, I got right into mortgages. That was right around. I graduated in 06. I'm not, I guess you can call me a baby if you want. It's fine. But no, I graduated in 06. My whole family's been in real estate my whole life. Like literally everyone. I got a sister that's a processor. Mom and dad are realtors. Brother-in-law was a processor. I mean, everybody's kind of in the industry. So it's what I knew. I got into mortgages then, and then obviously everybody knew what happened around that time frame. As soon as things picked up for me, I made a bunch of money, and then everything crashed. So then I kind of migrated into corporate America. I worked for Capital One for about 6 years, multiple different departments there. Really enjoyed my time with Capital One. While I was at Capital One, decided I wanted to join the military. That was when that whole piece came in I talked about earlier, so I did that. And then kind of fast forward, got out of the military, started working at USAA, worked there for like 3 to 4 years. I even worked at Busch Gardens at one point on roller coasters because I just wanted a break from corporate America. I wanted to do something that I enjoy. So I did that for a while.
You're about to give up on society and decided to take a step back. And
I did. I took a huge pay cut just because I needed a mental break. And that's a lesson in itself. Sometimes the money is not, it's not it. I was not mentally where I needed to be with corporate America and the whole call center vibe. And I just took a step back, took a huge pay cut, and just enjoyed myself for like a year and a half. It was just the most stress-free. Mm-hmm. I fixed roller coasters. It was fun. And then I kind of slowly got back into mortgages again through my sister, actually, who was a processor. I started with Fairway as a loan officer assistant, LOA. And as an LOA, I worked with my boss. I helped him with his loans, basically all the setup, everything. Because the way I roll is I like to know the way things work before I dive in. So I could have gone in and got my license and just went right back into it. But when I started previously, I didn't need a license. So a lot has changed since, 2008 to 2018, 19.
To protect.
I got back into it as an LOA, did that for a while, got my license. As soon as I got my license, opportunity landed in my lap. Same situation. My boss looked at me and was like, listen, we need someone to handle our business development side. We don't really know what that entails, but, we're just kind of let you roll. So that's where this whole thing built off of. First year was basically me building out all our systems, CRMs, platforms, technology, software. It was a lot of background work. Still do a lot of that now. I run all of our systems and backgrounds and leads and all that. But then this business development thing really kicked in full swing actually December of last year. So it was an idea that I had after going to a conference. I met this beautiful Phoenix Southwest team through Fairway that kind of do what I do in a bigger scale. And I said, what's to say I can't just copy paste that and try to apply it to our own local business? We're very hyper local. We're very relationship based. So I was like, this could work. So we went that route, and it's been the most incredible year of my entire career, meeting so many people.
Same.
And I'm so excited to see what next year has. But that's a little bit about me. I still do loans, but very much like Carrie with her real estate side. I try to stick that to just friends, family, people that I can help out when I can. And the only reason being is I would love to do loans more full time, but this has taken so much of my time. I'm very big on customer service. And if you're not present for our real estate partners, you're not available on the weekends, you don't have, with me being in front of cameras, in front of people and teaching classes, I can't be as available as I would want to be as a loan officer. So mm-hmm. I just don't pursue that full time. I will keep my license and I will keep my feet wet with it because I think it's very important to understand the industry you're in.
Right. Keep us grounded in it.
Yeah. So you'll see me still dabble in the mortgage side of things, but I feel like this is the direction we're headed. I'm excited for it. And
we're both very excited for 2024.
It's a little bit about me. Just a lot of excitement.
It's like so exciting. We did a big vision goal planning session, and just to see what other people have their big massive goals. And I'm just so excited for all the people that we're working with to see where they're going to go throughout the year, where we're going to go throughout the year. Like I said, this podcast is going to be held inside of local breweries.
Yep.
There's a ton of them.
There's a ton.
It's like 130 of them.
So we're working on that. And, hey, if you're a brewery that happens to catch wind of this podcast and you want us to host at your brewery, we're down. Yeah.
We're going to have some drinks, talk about your vibe and your atmosphere, talk about who you are. If you have any additional comments that you'd like to make as a business owner or a person that works there, and then give away swag, hat, t-shirt, stickers, whatever.
It'll be fun.
Oh, yeah.
We're so excited.
It's going to be a lot of fun. So I guess that's, you know, we'll start wrapping it up because, I mean, it's not, you know, this is the beginning, y'all. This is just the beginning of something incredible, you know. So, again, you know, I'm very, very confident in saying this. You know, watch us as we, and this is something I took from one of our HR representatives here at Fairway. You know, she made a video, her first video out. She said, you know, social media is very important and getting out there is very important. Topic we'll talk about later is how your visibility is more important than your ability.
Look, this is what I'm talking about. I literally almost said that. And we had not even planned what our second episode was, but we both knew it. We both knew it.
It's going to be huge, man, just being visible. And one thing she said was, hey, follow me as I get less awkward, you know. And that's what's going to be great with us is you're going to be able to follow us and see how we progress from, you know, the awkward and the not knowing and the not understanding, because this is something new for us as well, into the world of knowing what we're doing, you know, and having different vibes. So super excited, you know, hold out. If you have any comments, questions, we'd love to hear them. Feedback, definitely. We're all in for feedback. Again, anything new, I think it's very healthy to ask for feedback and take it and accept it. How harsh it may be, you know, if it's positive feedback, great. I don't think people share the positivity enough in the world. So we're definitely down for some positive feedback as well. But also if there's any room for improvement, by all means, definitely.
Suggestions. We do have a lot of topics, like we said earlier, but we also have some really good, solid guests.
Yes, I mean, we do.
Our coaches, our other realtors that are in our area that you will know when we say their name, have already been excited about this opportunity, and we're excited to bring them on, share what they have to share, give you guys what you are asking for, like all of that.
It's going to be so much fun. I'm excited. So stay tuned. Please follow. If you have any questions, let us know.
All right. See you next time.
See you next time.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.